Welcome to the Eat Allergy Safe podcast, where it's all about solving the challenges of living with allergies so you can be more confident and stay allergy safe. Here's your host. She's an adrenaline pen carrying grown-up allergy kid, Nina Modak.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's podcast episode. This is Nina. And I just want to add a little note before we get started, because I'm really excited about today, because it's the first live episode I'm doing, because in today's episode, I recorded it live at the Allergy and Free From show, which was really exciting. And we were standing at, you'll find out who in a minute, this stand, not at my one, but I went over to them and we were having a great chat while visitors were walking around, and yeah, it was really exciting. Also, another first is I am going to be doing a book giveaway on this podcast. There is going to be a giveaway. Finally, I'm going to be able to give something to you, and you will find out exactly how at the end of this show. So also, because I was recording at a live event, there is some background noise. So I've done my absolute best to edit the audio, but by no means am I a professional. I've done a lot of Googling for this episode, so please bear with it. You can hear everything. I have listened to the episode. You can hear everything that's being said, but there might be some like coffee making in the background. So yeah, on today's episode. Today we're going to be talking all about the real causes of allergies. So without further ado, let's get on with the episode.
Hello and welcome to the Eat Allergy Safe podcast. Today we are live from the Allergy and Free From show in London, and I have Peter Alderman and Dr. Thomas Bonner with me, and we're going to be talking about the real causes of allergies, a book they've written, but also some information that I think you're going to find incredibly useful. So welcome, Peter and Thomas. Thank you for joining me.
Hello, Nina.
So the first question I like to ask everybody who comes on the podcast is, tell me a little bit about your allergy journeys. So tell me a little bit about your personal allergy journeys, and then we're going to talk about why you wrote this book.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay. This is Peter, and I have had hay fever for 20 years. And by accident, when coming back from a holiday back to Germany, there was a high flow of grass pollen in the air, and I had no allergy for 1 week, and I was quite happy, and I thought, oh, my allergy disease is over, but it came back the next weekend. Mm-hmm. So, but I knew at that time that the allergen is not the only trigger to make it happen that you have hay fever. So I did a research over approximately 5 years and found a little article on the internet. Thanks, Google. I found the name of Thomas Bonner there, and I tried to contact him for, I think, 3 months, but I didn't get him. I couldn't find him. I couldn't find him in this world. And I think it was 12 years later when I found him. And at that time, my book was already, I think, 80% finished. And I met him, and I was so thankful for that, because he could add the medical research, science literature to this book. And this is a short story of my life.
Ah, interesting. And then Thomas, how did you get into allergies, and what's your journey?
Yes, hello, and it's Thomas. So it's funny because Frank and me, we have a lot of things in common, and one is that I'm also heavily involved in allergic diseases on my own. So I had eczema and allergic asthma, and after having all these problems on my own, I started researching on that, and I studied pharmaceutical science and made my PhD in molecular biology, and have had a lot to do with enzymes. So after finding out what's really going on with allergies, it's funny that I did, of course, my own experience on my own in the laboratory and so on. And I always thought, well, you should write a book about that one. But I'm not a writer. I'm a scientist. I do papers, but not really things for the normal community. So after Peter has found me and we met the first time, we have had really a very, very close connection to each other because we have the same spirit. We are all trying to find the logical solution for our personal problems and the problems for other ones. So then I read the book and said, wow, that's fantastic. And it's understandable for everyone. So I added my scientific knowledge and research. And so we came to the book, The Real Causes of Allergies. So I'm happy to be here with Peter and Nina to talk about these new developments.
Great. So, yeah, let's talk about the book. So I'm just reading the title here for you, everyone. The Real Causes of Allergies, Freedom from Allergies, Asthma, Eczema, Forever. The little byline is how you can successfully fight the causes of allergies, asthma and eczema, a practical guide in 5 steps. Now, I know for many of you out there, you're like, how is this even possible? Because you've been living with many of you with extreme eczema, you've got asthma, and a lot of you have multiple severe allergies. So do you want to tell me, Peter and Thomas, a little bit about what you've written in this book?
The main thing is that the allergen is outside of the body, is harmless. Mm-hmm. But if the body can pass the skin barrier and is inside the body, then the allergen is very harmful. Mm-hmm. So the body reacts in a very, very hard way to attack the allergens and to kill them inside of the body. So, and my question was, over many, many, many years, how is it possible that an allergen can pass the skin barrier? Mm-hmm. Because if you go to a doctor, only the symptoms are treated, nothing else. So if you have hay fever for a couple of weeks, mm-hmm. and it doesn't help. The medication is it makes you tired, or you are not very concentrated on your work, or other negative side effects. So, and because of my experience after the holiday, that I was allergy free for a week, I did the research how the allergen can pass the skin, because I was allergy free for a week, and there was a lot of mm-hmm. glass pollen there.
Yeah.
And my question to myself was, how is this possible?
Mm-hmm.
And I found at the end, after long years of research, I found that genetic modified enzymes or industrial made enzymes, they are doing very bad things to your body. They open the skin barrier, and it's a very, very, very complex chemical process which happens there. And but at the end, I found a way to stop this, to stop that the allergen is coming through the skin. And this is a little bit of know-how, and the practical guide in this book is there, that everybody can understand how to find their personal causes of mm-hmm. allergies, and how what are the actions to do that everybody can avoid that the allergen processes.
Mm-hmm. And then you were talking about enzymes. Like, what are enzymes, and where are they?
Well, it's Thomas again, so that's a scientific part. But don't worry, and you don't have to think about, oh, no, now we are going deep into the science. So that was a starting point I came in, but Peter rewrote everything in a very nice manner, so in a very plastic way to understand. So the enzyme story is very important. So at the beginning, of course, in the introduction, Peter found a very nice way to explain these things in very, very easy words and understandable words. But it's a key factor. And as Peter and me have had at the beginning different ways to address this, but we found the solution both. So we are both now allergy-free. And what I have seen as a scientist is that there's a big, big gap between the scientific world and the medical world. So you as a patient, you know the best about your illness and your allergy. So you should really go back. And we have written that in the book. If you are addressing it like a detective, I would say, though everybody of you is the best Sherlock Holmes to find out the root causes. And if you write that down really punctual and very carefully, you will find a way, with the guidance of the book, of course, how to address this in the best manner. So I hope that everybody of you will find the best way, and we are free, and give us a call or drop us an email if you have any question, or we can help and support you in finding that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I know, I mean, I have read the book, because we met in the last Allergy and Free From show in Liverpool. So I know you talk a lot about environmental allergies, and this is where your experience, personal experience, come in, environmental and eczema. How does this relate to food allergies? Because you do talk about it a little bit in the book.
Yeah. Food allergies is very, very, very difficult, because people, they are allergic sometimes against food, which you are normally, you can eat when you eat a paleo diet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, for example, nuts.
Explain what a paleo diet is first, before you keep going.
Paleo diet is a diet which comes from the Stone Age, or mm-hmm. what you think about what people ate in the Stone Age. Mm-hmm. This is mainly vegetables, fruit, seeds, nuts, some eggs,
meat,
and fish. But they ate it all raw, and because I think the proof of using fire is about 30,000 years ago, and but our development of human beings is approximately 2 to 6 million years. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So and all this time we ate the food raw, mm-hmm. and we had no chance to get any food which are now very tasty in our industrial area. And this is you can eat pizza, but pizza is not a permanent.
Yeah,
it's delicious, but it's only for they're celebrating something maybe a year or so, once a year. Yeah.
So food allergies, and why would paleo diet be good for kind of figuring out allergies?
Well, the interesting thing is that all our food, which can be bought somewhere in the supermarket or so, are highly processed food. Mm-hmm. So the paleo, and I'm doing that too, has the benefit that you are reducing this to a minimum. And we avoid it completely. That means fresh vegetable, fresh fruit, and drinking water. So it helps you really to find out and coming back to a zero line. So when you're starting from the zero line, it's much easier to detect than what is really, really behind the allergy and the causes. And you need, and of course, that is the complication of that one. The body needs about 3 weeks to recover when you have been destroyed by enzymes or whatsoever in the food. So you need a 3 week, let's call it washing out period or regeneration period. And then the body is intact. And when the surface is sealed again, so it's protected by the natural system, then you are not allergic, because the allergen has no possibility to enter the body and comes close to the immune system. And that's the key factor, and the paleo is helping it. You can call it a different way, but this helps really to reduce the industrial modified food.
Okay, and then again, enzymes are coming up, because I know it does come up in the book as well. And you're talking about processed foods. I know many of us with food allergies, we are having to go back to cooking from scratch because there are a lot of warnings on the food. So can you talk more about prepackaged foods? Like, where is the best place to buy foods if you are looking to completely strip back your diet?
Yes, I personally go into the supermarket, and I like to buy all my things I eat in the vegetable food section. Mm-hmm. I'm not buying anything in a box.
So yes,
this is for me is a no go. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that these processed food, because of production costs, they need to produce with enzymes. In the past, there was a beer needs 90 days to process production. Nowadays, a beer is produced in 30 hours. In the past, there was cheese was made in 9 months. Today, the cheese is made in 1 day. Yeah? Sometimes very old cheese, they just need 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Yeah? And this is thanks to these enzymes.
Yeah.
But these enzymes, they are still in the food when you eat them. Mm-hmm. And they continue with the processing in your body. And this is where these enzymes, mostly, in many cases, they are genetic modified enzymes. So, and they are doing very bad things with your body.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we found out. We tested ourselves in our body, and we got allergies. And this is the reason why I'm going back in my food history to the paleo diet.
Ah. And then now I want to take us back a little bit to, we were talking about allergens are safe when they're outside the body, like they're not going to cause you a reaction outside of your body, which for many of us with allergies, we know that if we don't eat the food we're allergic to, we're going to be fine. So as an allergic disease, it's quite an easy one to manage. But then you're talking about the skin and how, I don't know if you talked about it yet, but I know I've read it and I've seen other papers that I've read about the importance of your skin. And I'll, can you talk a little bit about that and then how it relates to eczema and the development of allergen sensitivities?
These enzymes, they're able, together with some secondary process in the body, they're able to open our skin barrier.
Mm-hmm.
And normally the skin barrier can be opened for a part of a second to pass something out, in or out. But it's also possible that this skin barrier is open for 24 hours.
Okay.
But this is a process which is we cannot control. So mm-hmm. it's controlled by very specific, very detailed in medical, so Thomas can maybe explain that, how it works. But the skin barrier is open, mm-hmm. and even if you don't want it. And this is the reason why we can have hay fever. We eat something, and in the background, the body is doing something, and mm-hmm. and a couple of days later, you get hay fever. There's a long lead time between eating enzymes and getting hay fever.
Okay.
My experience in the past was that this is 5 days. There's a 5 days delay between eating industrial food and getting hay fever.
Okay.
And the issue with the eczema is that the skin barrier is then not open for 24 hours. The skin barrier is really destroyed. It's like drilling through a cell into the body, and then you have a channel open for 21 days. But for eczema, this is Thomas.
Yeah, eczema is a very nice example because we have proven that since 11 years. So when my boys came or gave birth, my wife gave birth to my two boys, which are now 11 and 13, I wanted that they avoid that they have the same allergic career as I do or I had. So I developed a washing or detergent line without enzymes, without perfumes.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happened to other patients is when they use it in a consequent way, they get rid of their eczema in less than a week when they do it right. So that has been proven with thousands of patients right now. And that means if you avoid things that are destroying the surface of the skin or the mucus or even the intestine, which is more or less the outer barrier too, it's the external world, then you improve your allergy a lot. So that has been our experience since 11 years right now.
Okay, and then how does this relate to asthma? Because often eczema, asthma, and allergies go together.
So for detergents, where you have a very heavy load of enzymes normally to digest the spots, but that on the disadvantage side also can destroy the skin and the surface. For the allergic asthma, where as the best example is the house dust mite fecal pellet enzyme, to call it that way, very, very complicated. Now, the house dust mite has the ability to store a lot of proteases, so enzymes, in their fecal pellets to digest hairs and so on, which are in the bed. So these proteases are very well known to destroy the surface in the lung when you are breathing these house dust enriched air in the bedroom, for example. And when you have the destruction of the surface in the lung, you have an allergic asthma attack.
Mm-hmm.
So in case you avoid or would avoid everything in a sterile environment in the bedroom, you would not suffer from allergic asthma for the house dust mite. And that also correlates then to pollen, to fungal spores, which also are enriched with these enzymes.
Okay.
Yeah, there was an example. I can give you a good example of what happened during we wrote the book. So I got asthma at that time twice.
Uh-huh.
And the first time I got asthma, it was diagnosed by a doctor as a flu without fever. And I was at the same hotel. I was a couple of weeks later again, and slept there one night. And in the morning, I had the same cough again as a couple of weeks ago. So I called Thomas and said, "This is impossible. I have I can't have the same flu again in 8 weeks later." And so we discussed a couple of minutes my situation, and then we diagnosed it as an asthma. And because of our knowledge, it's what to do with asthma attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I could heal my asthma in 21 days. So I needed one day for the diagnosis,
uh-huh.
and then let the body heal itself, avoid the enzymes. It was, in that case, it was the very aggressive washing powder of the the hotel used to clean towels and bed covers. And I avoided that using another hotel,
mm-hmm.
and this helped me to recover after 21 days. I was completely free from asthma after that treatment.
Wow. And then, so from my own personal experience, I know we were talking a little bit about this yesterday, but then, I mean, I was the kid that had asthma, I had the eczema, food allergies,
yeah.
I mean, I was the typical atopic child. And when I was in school, so I'm curious now from my own personal, I had asthma and I always used to get really asthmatic in the winter if I was running outside at school PE sessions, you know, just I wouldn't be able to, I would get out of breath really quickly. But I realized when I was in my secondary school, I decided I wanted to get fit, so I joined the cross country team. And so we went running once, twice a week, and I realized over that 3 month period from that running, I can't remember anything else changed dramatically in my, you know, in the detergents. I was with, you know, obviously living at home with my parents, and like, my food didn't really change. Why would it then? Because I believe it was because I was getting fitter that my asthma reduced. So is there a correlation between fitness and asthma?
Yeah, of course, but it's very heavily depending on the environment too. A lot of allergic asthma people have, for example, difficulties with coldness, which is more or less related to oxygen and carbon dioxide.
Mm-hmm.
So that's completely different for everyone. So you have to check out, and the best is, of course, to mark everything, to write it down. What happens? When does it happen? How strong does it happen? Because normally there's some correlation. It could be really changing houses. You mainly have changes in these allergic diseases when something happens. So it can be that you change your room or your houses, your food, your profession. You have different contact with different things, different friends, different environments. So that has to be detected. And as I told at the beginning, you need to be your own Sherlock Holmes. And to finding out, that gives you always some hints how to address it in a better way.
Yeah. And then I know for those of you on the podcast who listen regularly, you might have heard that I went gluten-free about 4 or 5 years ago when I was 21. And I was explaining to you about the story because you were interested. And for those of you, actually, I haven't told this story properly on the podcast before. So when I was 21, I'd just finished my first year of university and I hadn't eaten much bread during the year because when I was eating, I just couldn't get through it fast enough before it went off in my first year because we were, you know, living with new housemates and we all had our own separate shelves in the fridge and cupboards in the kitchen. So we weren't sharing. And actually that was good for me because I had allergies, so I didn't really want to share anyway. And then when I went on holiday with my boyfriend to France, and as many of you know, when you go to France, you're going to eat fresh bread every day. So this was what was happening. We were with friends and everyone was taking a turn to go to the bakery every morning. So we were having fresh French baguettes with every meal. So three meals a day. And by the middle of this holiday, so about 3-4 days in, my face was horrendously covered in eczema. I could barely open my eyes in the morning. They were really swollen. And it wasn't, you know, just itchy. It wasn't just red and raw. It was, you know, weeping and pussy and really disgusting. Really, really disgusting. My boyfriend was like, "What the hell is going on with your face?" Got no idea. So I cut out dairy for a day to see, because my brother and dad are lactose intolerant. Didn't make a difference. I thought maybe that was affecting me. And then my boyfriend, who actually had been on paleo diet before I'd even met him for a couple of years, and as you've heard mentioned earlier about what it is, he said, "Why don't you try cutting out the bread? It's probably the thing that's changed." So I cut it out. 2 days later, my face was back to normal. And the change was so dramatic for me, and I was so surprised that I said, okay, I need to do something about this. Because I've always had eczema. When you've always had eczema, you just get on with it and you just deal with it. You put cream on it, you go to the doctor, you don't actually figure out that you could actually cure it. So my boyfriend and I, we've agreed that I would do 30 days pure paleo, so no grains, no gluten of any kind, no. I cut down on carbs. The only carbs I think I had were in fruits or vegetables. I also had sweet potato. I didn't have white potato for that time either. I didn't have dairy. I think the last 2 weeks when it was really hard and I was really missing cheese, then I had the harder cheeses like pecorino or parmesan. And after that 30 days, my eczema completely went. All the little naggly bits of eczema that I had in various little places completely gone. My skin was clear for the first time ever. I'd lost 2 kilos. My stomach was not bloated anymore, which it had always been since I was a child. We'd gone to the GP for that when I was little. She couldn't figure out what it was. And now I had a reason. So after that, I just decided, well, that sorted that. I'm not going to eat it anymore. And the times I've accidentally had it, I've just been so uncomfortable and no one else has wanted to be around me either, that, yeah, I haven't had it. So it's really interesting, because I know you were interested to hear this yesterday when I was telling you that it's, like, you know, something that you've written a book on, I've actually done, but before I ever met you and heard of you.
No, this is it. This is how we met in Liverpool the first time, on the first allergy show. This is your experience. The thing is, you made the experience, but you couldn't explain why this happened.
Exactly.
Yeah. And this is and the thing,
which is important.
So explain to you why it happened.
This is why we wrote the book. In the meantime, we discovered 8 different causes for eczema and asthma. So when we give advice to people, then we give advice, you might change your washing detergent or universal cleaner you use for surfaces. It could be also that one of the causes is based on food. Mm-hmm. So in your case, it was based on food. But I think in less than a couple of days, we could have found out. And this is what we also do when we give advice to mothers of small children, of babies. Mm-hmm. They are suffering a lot of eczema. Mm-hmm. And then we give them advice, for example, try to change your washing detergent.
Mm-hmm.
Wait 21 days. This is the 21-day rule.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know as a mother when you have a baby with eczema, all the different rules to identify things or to let diseases let the body heal it. You need to know the rules about that. The day's rule, other rules, and all these rules are described in the book. This is very important, especially for mothers, for parents in general. What happens to your baby? What do I have to do? Where do I have to search? What can I change in my environment?
Mm-hmm.
The environment is safe for the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? And in many cases, it needs 21 days, or in some cases, it needs only 42 days.
to find out what the causes are, and to discuss this with the mother, and then give them the advice. Or it's written in the book, and then you can do it on your own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's talk about the detergents. We haven't mentioned those yet. So, what are these detergents, and why are they different?
Well, interestingly, in the detergent industry, the detergent industry has been one of the first who introduced industrialized enzymes in the 50s, 60s, by the way, followed by the bakery system. Uh-huh. And what you experienced on your own with the France experience with the bread, the white bread has a lot of load with these enzymes. So that has been the second industry who introduced that. So when you experience the washing out period, more or less, yeah. And you get better, that was you left out the first destruction step of these enzymes from the bread, mm-hmm. and from dairy. Mm-hmm. So the second important one is the surface of the skin. And I have a lot of patients or mothers who are taking care of eczema babies. And when they are really consequent and washing all the clothes with water and then with our enzyme-free detergent, then they experience after 4 to 5 days that it's getting much more better. Mm-hmm. So when they're very consequent, it's really gone away. So Peter and me, we want to join our experience with everyone, so therefore we went together and wrote this book. And we are happy to collect all your experiences too, what happened to you, and how can we support, or how can we introduce or incorporate this in the next book. So we are always happy to have some experiences like Nina. So we have had a lot of ideas again how to address this problem perhaps more or more into the depth.
Yeah. And I know, because we're going to have to start wrapping up this chat soon, because the show is getting busy and we both have to get back to work. But before we go, first of all, thank you so much for joining me and talking all about this. I know we haven't covered nearly half the book at all in this short amount of time. But what we've got for you, everyone, is we are going to be doing a book giveaway, and can we do a detergent giveaway as well, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah, so we're going to have some books and detergents to give away to you. All you need to do is go to the show notes of this episode, go to www.eatallergysafe.com/episode, and then the number of this episode. When I do the little note at the end, I will tell you exactly which number this is, so you don't even have to look. All you need to do is go to the show notes and write a comment at the bottom. Tell me, tell us a little bit about your journey. Are you in the middle? So are you still trying to figure out what's causing your eczema? What's causing your asthma? Have you got food allergies? Tell us what they are. Or if you haven't got that far yet, or you're further along, tell us, have you done any paleo diet? Have you done any elimination diet? And how has it changed your life? Has something changed? Tell us your story and write it on the comments at the bottom of the show notes page. And then make sure you leave your email address. There is a section for that. Because then we're going to be giving away a number of books. And then I can contact you and send it over, as long as detergents.
Okay.
Yeah, so thank you, Peter and Thomas, so much for joining me. Yeah,
thank you, Nina. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the speech.
Perhaps one little side remark.
Yeah, sure. Yes, please.
So it's a pity that you can't see Nina, because it's a podcast. She's such a lovely and beautiful person that it's a pity that you only hear her lovely voice. And I can't have an idea how she looks like when she has her eczema. So thank you very much, Nina, for the discussion.
Thank you very much. She's our allergy princess.
Yes.
Yeah, I have a sticker. If anyone comes to the Allergy and Free From shows, we have stickers. And I have Allergy Princess stickers and Allergy Hero stickers. So you were wearing Allergy Hero stickers earlier. I think Friday I gave them to you, so I'll need to get more over to you.
Okay. Thanks
a lot.
Bye.
So that was today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, you can leave your answer and your story in the comment section of eatallergysafe.com/episode and the number 41. That's eatallergysafe.com/episode41. And you have up until September 30th, 2017, to leave your story in the comment section for your chance to win a copy of The Real Causes of Allergies and also a set of detergents, as we just talked about in today's episode. So a few updates from me before we wrap up. The chocolate book is on its way. It is finally getting, it's on its way. I'm really, really excited. I'm going to be opening up some pre-ordering as well, because you guys are amazing. And I can't believe that how many downloads and how much interaction we're getting on this podcast and really building a community. It's amazing. I'm also going to be doing a giveaway because you guys are fantastic. So stay tuned, listen out for a discount code. Yeah, there's just so much I'm going to be giving away over the next few months. It's really exciting. And this book is, I actually didn't realize how long it was going to be until I started putting together the master document with all the recipes and all the information, because I've been writing them in separate documents just because I didn't know what order they'd all go in. And this book is not only recipes free from top 14 allergens, this book is over 40 pages long. I am thinking by the time all the information's in there with all the photos, it's going to be at least 50 pages long. There are 25 recipes. There's a section on how to work with dairy-free chocolate, especially white chocolate, dairy-free white chocolate, because it can be a little tricky. There is a living with allergies and intolerance fact page, frequently asked questions page. There are tips on where to shop for ingredients, where I love getting ingredients from. There's information on the different ingredients I've used, the different flours, you know, composition, if you want to get substituting, if you want to try something else, or if you're maybe allergic to something in the book that I haven't been able to cut out for this particular book. So there's tips on substituting. And I mean, it's pretty comprehensive. I've tried to make it comprehensive and interesting for you. And this is why it's been taking me so long. But yeah, that is the chocolate book update. Then also, I am launching a mini series on the podcast talking with allergy kids and allergy teens. And I'll be launching in a couple months' time. So stay tuned. I'm really excited about this one. I've got some fabulous episodes lined up. I've done some fabulous interviews. Some of these kids are amazing. They're so inspirational. Because I know what living with allergies can be like, and it can be tough, but it doesn't have to be. And sometimes kids don't always get their say. We have a lot of mums and dads, because obviously we're adults. We have the opportunity and we go out there and talk more. But I wanted kids, allergy kids and teens, to give you their advice, to share their experiences with you. So gonna have some great episodes. And that being said, if you are or you have an allergy kid or allergy teen, would you like to come on the podcast and talk about your experiences living with allergies, celiac disease, intolerances, eczema or asthma? You can get in touch with me by emailing me through the eatallergysafe.com website. Go to the contact page and fill in the form and you'll get to me directly. So that's it for today. Thank you again so much for joining me. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I had such fun recording it and being at the Allergy and Free From show and also getting to meet Peter and Thomas again. So don't forget to win your very own copy of the Real Causes of Allergy book plus allergy-free detergents. Tell us about your journey. Leave a comment in eatallergysafe.com/episode41. Tell us about your journey. Are you beginning, middle, or end? Have you got allergies, asthma, or eczema? Have you done your own elimination diet? Are you thinking about doing an elimination diet? What happened? Do you have suspicions about what has caused your allergies or intolerances? Leave your story in the comment section, and there is going to be a prize draw. I am going to pick names out of a hat for the winners, so it's completely random. Maybe I'll even do it live on the podcast or on Facebook Live. Haven't decided yet, so stay tuned. Make sure you leave your story in the comment section of today's episode. Again, that's www.eatallergysafe.com/episode41. And you have until September 30th, 2017 to leave your answer to be in for a chance to win a copy of this book or detergents. So, and I have 10 hardback copies and detergents and things to give away. So make sure you don't delay. Thank you again for joining me, and I'll be speaking to you next week.
You have been listening to the Eat Allergy Safe podcast by Nina Modak. If you want to help other people with allergies discover this podcast, then please rate it in iTunes. It only takes a few seconds. Your rating could make the crucial difference in letting a fellow allergy sufferer find out that they're not alone and help is available. Thank you.